This is likely to be the coldest week of the winter so far, with the temperatures due to plummet over the coming days. The Dublin Regional Homeless Executive will meet groups working with the homeless later on today to put in place an emergency plan. Now, in a moment, we'll be hearing from the Executive's director. But first, Jackie Leonard of Midwest Simon, which is based in Limerick, told our reporter Peter O'Connell that the local authority there will also advise people of extra emergency beds.
In Limerick, we operate emergency accommodation in Oak Lodge. It's a 50-bed facility for 50 men, and our capacity will be increasing to 56 beds. And then in Clare, we operate Laura Lodge for 14 men, and the capacity will be increasing there up to 20. Currently, both locations are at max capacity, and there are waiting lists at both, so we're anticipating quite a busy week ahead, I suppose. We've had a really busy year. From January 1st to the middle of November this year, we've provided emergency accommodation to 635 adults and to 69 children. We operate food banks then in Limerick, Clare and in North Tipperary, and our numbers there have increased significantly. So we've helped 6,780 individuals. And we've given out over 24,000 food parcels.
And that was Jackie Leonard of Midwest Simon. We can talk now to Mary Hayes, who's director of the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive. She joins us on the line. We know that by the middle of the week, it's due to get very cold. Will there be a bed for everybody who wants one?
Good morning. There will be a bed for everybody who wants one in Dublin, we believe. At this stage, we have our cold weather strategy planning starts much earlier in the year. So we have we always have additional beds coming in during the cold weather period every single year. In addition, when there's a yellow or an amber warning, we have what we reserve as their extreme weather beds, and they're available for during extreme weather periods only. They tend to be kind of, you know, cot beds set up, and from those we would move people then into emergency accommodation, but they are always available in for extreme weather events that may happen year round.
So will you be making additional beds available then over the coming days?
So there are already additional beds available through the cold weather strategy that we do every single year, and if the extreme weather warnings come, we will activate the extreme weather beds Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
How will you let people know that there's somewhere for them to go?
We're lucky in the sense that we have, the most important thing for us is our funded outreach service, Dublin Simon. They are out on the streets every day between 7 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock and 1 a.m. So anyone who is a rough sleeper is covered. But I would also, if I could take the opportunity to ask people and the members of the public to download the DRHE's Rough Sleeper app, because that also helps us alert you. Anybody can alert us to where a rough sleeper may be anywhere in the Dublin region. Because obviously the Dublin Region Homeless Executive, we work on behalf of the four Dublin local authorities. So anywhere within that region, if a member of the public spots someone and is worried about someone who's rough sleeping, they can pin the location, and our partner service, Dublin Simon Outreach, will be out to them within an hour, and we will have emergency accommodation available. And our partners, the HSE, then have also put in additional supports around health and addiction services and rapid responses to people who do come in during this period.
All right. So if somebody comes across a person and they're worried about them, they can do something about that, and you will respond.
And we will respond, and it is the response is within an hour. And sometimes the people are already known to us, and they may have refused to come in, and that happens from time to time. But in general, even it helps us to pinpoint where people are rough sleeping. It also helps us to get to people maybe who we haven't known before, or we haven't picked up on our regular street services. So it's very important to us that people use it, and we really welcome it when people download the app.
Because presumably there are people who ordinarily, for whatever reason, might prefer not to go into a hostel, but over the coming days, they might view the situation rather differently.
Yeah, and I would say as well, we have had fantastic successes down through the years with people. Most rough sleepers use emergency accommodation some of the time, but there are always a core number of rough sleepers who do, you know, who do not use emergency accommodation. But down through the years, and particularly during snow and very extreme weather events, we've been able to get everybody in. And in those times, I would say we've had remarkable successes with people moving into the, you know, appropriate health and housing services from that. So I would encourage people to come in during this time. We will do everything in our power to make sure that there's beds and health services available to everybody who needs them during this period.
This is it. I mean, you mentioned other services. Presumably, if people would like to come in and indoors at the moment, there will also be meals available and other services.
All of our accommodation services now are provided on a 24-hour basis. So we don't have anybody going out during the day anymore. Everything is provided on a 24-hour basis and meals are provided. So if you have single adults in a hostel, they're all there on a 24-hour basis and meals are provided on site.
Mary Hayes, Director of the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive. Thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.